the more compassion we have towards animals, the more compassion we're going to have towards other people.
If you can value them all, you really value yourself as well.
So even if you don't care about animals, the things we do that hurt animals end up hurting ourselves.
It's almost kind of a dominion type issue where we feel we need to control everything.
Dominion means stewardship, to take care of.
What would a cow think about satisfying her habit? The challenge lies with looking at suffering from the perspective of the person or individual suffering.
Welcome to Voices for the Animals. I'm Deb Stedman, your host, and my guest today is Scott Beckstead, the campaign director for Save Endangered Animals Oregon, a coalition of animal advocates who have come together to put an important animal protection measure on this November's ballot. Good morning, Scott, and thank you for coming on the program today.
Good morning, Dabs. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Okay, let's get right to it and hear all about this exciting ballot measure that you're in the process of getting qualified. Exactly what would it do and which animals would benefit from its passage into law?
Well, you know, let me start by saying that, you know, when I talk to Oregonians about animal welfare, we know that animal welfare matters to most Oregonians. And when you ask them to list what they consider to be the most serious animal welfare problems, the global poaching crisis and the extinction of some of our most iconic wildlife species is near the top of their list. And yet, so often people feel like there's nothing they can do. What can I do, for example, to stop the slaughter of African elephants for their ivory or the slaughter of rhinos for their horn? This measure is really an answer to that question. And what we want to do is put a measure on the ballot in November that would give Oregonians a chance to vote on imposing serious financial consequences on anyone who tries to traffic in these parts and products of endangered animals here in the state of Oregon. So that's what we're trying to accomplish.
So essentially it would put a ban on the purchase or sale of any kind of imperiled animal, not any kind, but 12 specific kinds of imperiled animal parts and products.
Yes, that's exactly right. So the measure would ban the commercial sale of these parts and products from 12 of the most critically types of endangered animals around the world. So, for example, if someone was caught trying to sell rhino horn here in Oregon, they would be facing, in addition to whatever federal penalties there might be, they would also be facing some serious state-level penalties, felony-level fines that would obviously be a serious consequence for them. So that's what we're trying to do. There are some exemptions, for example, for bona fide antiques and musical instruments and items that are used by native tribes.
Yes, a lot of people have been asking about that, so I'm glad to hear that there is an exemption for that.
Yes.
And also, I think for certain official employees of the Wildlife Service and so forth.
Right. And so what the measure does not do, it doesn't ban the mere possession of these items. So you can possess these items and you can give these items away. You can hand, for example, granddad's ivory-handled revolver down through your will or your trust, or grandma's ivory brooch. You can pass that down through your will or your trust. You can donate. You can gift. What you cannot do is sell these items and make a profit from them. And that's really what we're trying to do, is we're trying to identify the commercial market for these parts and products here in Oregon and shut it down.
Okay, so shut down commercial trafficking of these wildlife parts and products.
That's correct.
From 12 specific animal species.
Right.
Can I name those, or do you want to name them?
Yeah. No. So basically, any part or product from elephants, rhinos, several species of big cats, including tigers, lions, leopards, cheetahs, and jaguars, marine species, including manta rays, sharks, whales and sea turtles, and then a very lovely and very curious little creature called the pangolin, also known as the scaly anteater.
Yeah, please tell us about the pangolin, because I know that even though I'm an animal person, I really wasn't familiar with that particular animal.
Many people ask about the pangolin because it's something that they've never heard of. The pangolin is a small anteater that is covered with very thick scales, and it is those scales provide a marvelous protection against, you know, hyenas and lions and other predators, but of course against high-powered rifles and wire neck snares, they provide zero defense at all. The reason why pangolins are included in the list is that they are the most heavily trafficked mammal species in the world, and they are absolutely on a collision course with extinction if we don't do something right away to stop it. They are poached for their scales, which are used to make garments, but the scales are also ground up and used in traditional folk remedies in Southeast Asia, and they're also poached for their meat. And you know, they're a small, slow-moving type of animal, so they really are quite defenseless against these hunters.
They don't have a chance.
They don't have a chance. And so, but they're a wonderful creature, and we feel it's important to do what we can to protect them as well.
Okay, you gave us a specific example, but generally speaking, how is it determined which animals should receive protection under this ballot measure?
Well, we wanted to make sure that we were including the types of animals that are the most imperiled by the global poaching crisis. And so the species that I just listed are the animals that are the most heavily trafficked and that are suffering the most and are at the greatest risk of extinction as a result of being poached for and commercialized for their products. So that's how we arrived at those types of animals.
Okay. As we said earlier, Save Endangered Animals Oregon is actually a coalition of groups.
Right.
Which organizations are part of this effort, and who are your chief petitioners?
Well, let's start with the chief petitioners. We wanted to identify some very strong leaders within the state of Oregon to serve as our chief petitioners. So we've got three. We've got Congressman Earl Blumenauer, who is a very passionate advocate for wildlife conservation and animals in general. He's part of our he's part of the Congressional Animal Welfare Caucus in Washington, D.C. So he has made animal protection a top priority.
Yes, he's been a friend of animals in Oregon for
always,
a long time.
Always. So we have him, and then we have Bruce Starr. Bruce is a former state senator, a strong and proud Republican who feels very passionately about animal welfare. And so Bruce is working as a chief petitioner as well. And then we've got Tom Hughes. Tom is the president of Metro Council, which, of course, owns and operates the Oregon Zoo. And the Oregon Zoo Foundation is a strong supporter of this measure and one of our top leading coalition partners.
Okay. And how many signatures are needed to qualify an initiative here in Oregon? And when is your deadline?
We have to submit just over 88,000 signatures, valid signatures, to qualify the measure for the ballot, and that has to be turned in by July 8th. Having said that, because a certain number of your signatures will be invalidated by the Secretary of State, we've set a goal of 126,000 signatures, and we have set June 27th as our deadline for getting those, so that we've given ourselves plenty of time. That by going far beyond just the bare minimum, we're hoping to build a cushion so that we easily qualify for the total number that is being required. So 126,000 by June 27th.
That's a lot of signature gathering.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I know that these rainy weekends probably haven't been helping that effort.
Well, yeah, it's it's amazing to see the dedication and commitment of our volunteer signature gatherers, and you know, they are out there in the bad weather and in the rain, and still doing their part to gather signatures, and of course, this is really probably our greatest need right now. We need more people out on the streets to gather signatures, and we would if there's anyone who's willing to give even an afternoon, a couple hours at their local farmers market or at the Oregon Zoo or some other public place where there's a lot of traffic. If you're interested, then please go to www.saveanimalsoregon.com and go to the volunteer button, and you can find out how to help there.
Okay, great. And just in case some of our listeners don't know, who is eligible to sign a petition initiative?
So any registered Oregon voter is going to be qualified to sign the petition. Now, you don't have to be a registered voter to gather signatures, but you do have to be a registered Oregon voter to sign.
Okay, thanks for answering that. We'll be right back to hear more about this ballot measure after you listeners have had a chance to phone in your support for this program. Please ask about the thank you gifts to KBOO membership donors, including a copy of the book Kindred Beings by Portland's favorite veterinarian and former guest on this program, Dr. Sherry Speed. So please listen to this message from my fellow KBOO members, Ani and Bill, and call us soon.
Call us now. What the heck? Get it over with, because you know that this is a wonderful show to support. Dabs Deadman here giving you many reasons to support KBOO this morning. This ballot measure is a super important thing, and you're hearing about it here on KBOO. 877-500-5266 is
what
the number to call.
Number?
It's 877-500-5266.
And how about if I wanted to... I didn't want to talk to anybody. What would I do?
If you wanted to do it sort of in a more quiet way, sort of all by yourself there, maybe you're already online and it's just going to be simpler, well, KBOO.FM. Maybe you're listening online right now, in which case, just go ahead and let your cursor inch up over there towards the support button and know that you are doing your part to keep information coming to you that you can use, that will inspire, that keeps us together, that keeps us taking right action to change the world.
And what if I wanted that book, for instance? What would I do?
Well, there are a few different things. Right now, there's Kindred Beings. It's a book by Dr. Sherry Speed. I think we'll be hearing a little bit more about that in just a bit. And that would be yours for a $60 contribution to KBOO Community Radio, a minimum of $60. There are many reasons to join. You just heard about this petition trying to safeguard wildlife from being exploited for their body parts. And, you know, how Oregon is actually, if we get this in Oregon, we can lock up the entire West Coast. That is good information for you to have. And right now, you know, KBOO's program charter, Bill, it talks about giving a voice to disenfranchised communities, to those left out of corporate-owned press. And I got to say, Voices for the Animals really does give a voice to those that cannot use the microphones for themselves. And I
think
at least
not in voices that we would understand.
And I think that that's a wonderful thing. And we thank Deb and we thank Courtney for really putting the show together and letting us know what's going on, that we can, work in partnership with other beings on the planet. And that is so important. Please do give us a call and support this community effort. 877-500-5266. We're looking to raise $300 this morning in this next hour, and with your help, we can do it. 877-500-5266. Online, KBOO.FM.
On the street, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland.
You can come in. You can get a tour of the station. We'd love to show you how to get involved as a volunteer or just show you how radio is made. You can meet the folks behind the scenes and really see KBOO from a whole new perspective. Drop on by. We're just between Burnside and Ankeny on Southeast 8th Avenue. You can do the ever-popular public transportation, or we have these beautiful bike racks outside the station. You can come on by however you get here, or maybe it's easier right now for you to pick up the phone and dial 877-500-5266. With your $20 a month contribution, we'd love to give you a pair of tickets to go see Amy Goodman as she comes to town on Sunday, May 8th at the Aladdin. And that is a 7:30 talk time, and your contribution of $240, that's just $20 a month, can get you a pair of tickets to go see Amy Goodman the beginning of May. 877-500-5266, the number to call. And Bill, it looks like you've got more to say.
I do have more to say. I wanted to remind everyone about Kindred Beings by Dr. Sherry Speed. That's only $60 minimum. That's $5 a month, and you get this very interesting book. It says, an inspiring adventure story about the trials and tribulations that Dr. Speed had to overcome in order to keep her promise to three abused chimps.
And we'll be hearing more about that in just a little bit.
And by the way, also, for a minimum $60 pledge, there's a DVD film, From Suffering to Satori. And we'll tell you more about that.
Also,
but we need to go back to our program.
877-500-5266. Go ahead and keep your support coming into KBOO. This is the spring membership drive. We're so glad to be with you. And right now, just go ahead and make those phones ring one more time. 877-500-5266.
We're back with Scott Beckstead of Save Endangered Animals Oregon, talking about the important animal protection measure his coalition is trying to qualify here for the November ballot. Scott, please tell us, what is the current situation in Oregon regarding the sale of wildlife parts and products? And don't our state laws already prohibit this type of activity?
Well, it's important to distinguish between how Oregon law treats native wildlife. So in other words, the deer and the elk and the black bear and the cougar and the wildlife that lives here in Oregon versus the imperiled species in other nations that are being poached and trafficked internationally. And that this latter piece is what we're addressing with this ballot measure. We are trying to help global wildlife with this ballot measure. But let me talk just briefly about the native wildlife, because poaching of our native wildlife here in Oregon is a very serious problem. In fact, the Humane Society of the United States, who I work for, we estimate that at least as many wild animals here in Oregon are being illegally poached as are taken legally by licensed hunters. So it's a serious problem. But in the last legislative session, a coalition of groups that included both hunting organizations and animal welfare and natural conservation groups all came together and crafted a bill that actually significantly strengthens the penalties for poaching here within Oregon. So I just want to put that out there.
That's good to hear. And that kind of goes in tandem with the ballot measure.
Exactly. Because it's all one. In fact, we know that a lot of the poaching that's being done here in Oregon, those parts and products from these animals are being taken overseas. So, for example, a man was arrested at the Eugene Airport with 40 black bear gallbladders. He was going to fly to China to try and sell them. So it's a problem, and it's obviously, you know, we know that the global wildlife trafficking is the fourth most economically large criminal endeavor in the world.
Oh, that's amazing.
After drug trafficking and human trafficking and drug trafficking, wildlife trafficking is, you know, many, many, many billions of dollars every year.
Incredible.
And so we're trying to make sure that Oregon does its part to shut
this
down.
Okay, well, that's more or less what I was going to ask you, but more specifically about what's happening in Oregon.
Sure.
Do we have any idea of the volume or the monetary value of the wildlife parts being commercially traded here? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good question, but it's very hard to answer because it's illegal.
Yeah.
And so we don't really know. But we do know that anecdotally it's a problem. And for example, last summer we learned about an antique show that was going to be happening here in the Portland area. And we suspected that there might be illegal ivory there. So we sent two people there just to kind of see what they could see. And sure enough, they get there and there's a gentleman with a whole table of ivory. And they asked him, is this all legal? And he said, what you see here is illegal. But if you want to see my illegal stuff, I'll take you, you know, back in the back room. And sure enough, they went back there and he has a whole large selection of illegal ivory, and they asked him, is there really a demand for this? And he said, yes, here in Oregon, there's a very strong demand.
All right, and that's my very next question is, have we identified who is doing the trafficking and who are the buyers here creating the market demand for these imperiled animal products?
You know, there's just a certain segment of the population who you know, thinks it's exciting to buy, you know, something exotic like that. And you know, as long as there is that kind of market, there will be people who are willing to fill that niche.
We always want what we're not supposed to have, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. And to underscore the importance of passing this measure, we're going to have to discuss in more detail exactly what's been happening to these 12 species of animals in their native habitats.
Right.
So very many animals covered by this measure are dying terrible deaths.
Yes.
So can you please describe some of the methods used by animal poachers to obtain tusks, horns, skins, and other valuable body parts.
Well, I think you know, for the large megafauna creatures, and I'm talking about elephants, rhinos, and big cats, the methods used by these poachers are beyond horrendous. For example, the poachers who are going after elephants are now resorting, they have access to helicopters and machine guns to slaughter entire family groups of elephants, and they've even poisoned entire water holes.
Which would kill not only the elephants, but everything else drinking there.
Everything else. So, and what's horrible, of course, is that that poisons not just the mature elephants with tusks, but also the babies without tusks.
The next generation.
Yeah, exactly. And elephants are slow to reproduce. So by wiping out an entire family of elephants, you're really having a major impact on the recovery of this species.
And I've heard also that sometimes chainsaws are used to cut off tusks or horns.
Right, right. They will basically hack off an elephant's entire face.
Sometimes when that animal isn't even dead.
Right, right. And the same with rhinos too. Yeah. We've seen rhinos out there that have been shot and had the horns cut off with chainsaws, and yet they're still alive. It's a terrible thing to do.
Yeah, I hate to talk about it, but it's important to
know. Yeah, well, so I mean, you know,
we know we have to support this ballot measure. We have to try to stop this thing.
It's okay. Very, very unpleasant to talk about, but it's also the reason why we're doing what we're doing.
Of course. And another reason, and it's sort of associated with this whole process, it's been reported that there is a definite link between wildlife poachers and worldwide terrorism.
Right.
Can you please explain this connection?
Well, yes, because the trade in endangered animal parts is so lucrative, terrorist organizations such as Al-Shabaab and the Lord's Resistance Army and the Janjaweed have all identified wildlife trafficking as an important source of revenue. So they will actually provide the poachers with the weapons and the poisons and, you know, all of the tools to kill these animals, and then the poachers turn around and give part of their revenue back to the terrorist organization. And these are some of absolutely the most vicious criminal enterprises in the world. These are groups that are specifically trying to destabilize vulnerable African governments, terrorize entire populations of people within Africa. And there is, you know, the link between the wildlife trafficking and terrorism is clearly established. And so, you know, it really does make
way
this
beyond killing the animals and trading their body parts.
Yeah. It is a matter of national security. Yeah. It absolutely is.
Oh, boy. And how about the countries where these animals live? What impact is the decimation of their native wildlife having on those countries?
Well, it depends on the country. And I'd really love to have my friend Jim Karani here to talk about this, because Jim is a wildlife conservation attorney from Kenya who's here studying animal law at Lewis and Clark Law School, and he talks about this very eloquently and he's extremely knowledgeable. But it depends on the country. So for example, Kenya has a very aggressive effort to combat poaching and has a zero tolerance for the ivory trade, but there are other governments and countries in Africa that are very corrupt, that get a lot of money from the poachers. And so, you know, it sort of is a patchwork approach right now. And it really depends on the country that you're talking about.
Yes, and it must affect tourism to a certain extent.
And so, you know, when you listen, for example, to my friend Jim Karani from Kenya, when you hear him talk, you know, he talks about how an African elephant brings in $1.6 million of tourism revenue over the course of its lifetime. So $1.6 million per elephant. That's how important these animals are to the economy of a very poor country like Kenya. Whereas that same elephant, if it is killed for its tusks, you know, maybe tens of thousands of dollars at most. So the economic impact,
the long-term economic impact doesn't make any sense.
That's
but
right.
People living hand-to-mouth, it probably seems
like a pretty good deal for them.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Okay. We have time for one more quick question before break. I wanted to ask you if our federal government is addressing this horrific trafficking problem in any substantive way.
Well, yes. In fact, President Obama joined with the president of China recently to announce a significant upgrade in the level of effort by both countries to shut down the ivory market. China has made some important announcement recently about shutting down the domestic ivory market in China. China is the largest market for endangered animal trafficking, and the United States is number two.
Yes, I think a lot of people are surprised to hear that.
Yeah.
We're number two.
Yeah, so it's important. The leaders of both of the number one and number two countries have stepped up. And yes, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has announced new rules to strengthen trafficking of endangered animal parts and products. And so this ballot measure is really in step with what is happening both at the national level and at the international level. So, this is an opportunity for Oregonians to be part of a global effort and a national effort to shut down wildlife trafficking.
Great. Before I turn the mic over to Ani and Bill again, I wanted to mention that the DVD gifts of the movie From Suffering to Satori were donated by my co-host, the co-host of this program and local filmmaker, Courtney Scott. It's an account of her personal awakening to the plight of animals in our world. And I've seen the film, and I can say from my own experience that it's definitely well worth seeing. So call now to pledge your membership support and ask for a copy of Courtney's movie.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you to our listeners and donators, and thank you to the donators who are about to call 877-500-5266. And thank you to those who are going to kbo.fm to donate. You are all wonderful, or will be very soon.
That's right. For you about to contribute, we salute you. 877-500-5266. It's the number to call. You are listening to a very important conversation this morning. It's hard information to listen to, and yet it's important information to listen to. We give you news. You know, the commercial stations, they just sort of want to keep you listening, so they want to make it super easy listening, celebrity news and sort of, nutritionless sort of junk food consumption of information. That's not what you get here on KBOO. What we give you is news that is super important, that is actually vital to this world and this planet, that we actually are able to use and take right action in our lives to make the world a better place. That is at the heart in the values of our program charter. Those values are peace, justice, democracy, human rights, multiculturalism, environmentalism, freedom of expression, and social change. Those are the values we program around. Those are the values we organize around. And right now, because you share those values, I know you're going to support this radio station that really promotes those values throughout our programming throughout the day. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. You can contribute monthly, just $5 a month or more. If you are somebody who can give a dollar a day, that is a fantastic way to support KBOO. Call right now with your support of $30 a month and up to $360 in the course of a year. And that is fantastic. We would love to hear from you and be a KBOO hero with a dollar a day support for your community radio station. We're looking to raise about another $200 here for Voices for the Animals. And if you did that dollar a day, you'd put us over the top. Our spring membership drive is going great, but we're still missing you. 877.
I miss you.
500-5266.
I miss you so much. Why aren't you calling? 877-500-5266.
Or online, kboo.fm.
Or on the street, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, just a hop, skip, and a jump from the 12, the 19, and the 20 bus lines. So we want you to call.
We're also just a couple blocks from the streetcar, a couple blocks from the number 6. We are really kind of centrally located.
We are indeed.
We've got great bike racks out front made by our very own DJ, Dave Elliott, who is an iron worker and just fantastic with that sort of thing. Not only
which
a bluegrass musician.
Which brings me back to another thing about community radio, which is, earlier our guest was talking about the coalition that is behind the petition. And one of the things I've noticed over about the last 10 years is how so many coalitions are being formed. So many organizations are not just doing their own particular thing, but they are supporting other people who are doing social justice work. This is what makes actually for something like what has happened with the Bernie Sanders campaign, where we're talking about people awakening and helping each other. You know, the coalitions make a difference. They make it stronger. They allow us to do more things.
People and, coming together.
Yeah.
To take right
our
action.
Our coalition will be helped by you dialing 877-500-5266.
877-500-5266. Or online, kboo.fm. Or come in, 20 Southeast 8th. All of these ways you can connect in with your community radio station. Perhaps the simplest is right now just picking up your phone and dialing 877-500-5266.
You're still tuned to Voices for the Animals on KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. This is Deb Stedman, and I've been talking with Scott Beckstead about the Save Endangered Animals Oregon ballot measure. Scott, let's turn our attention now to the animals themselves, as their survival is the reason behind this ballot campaign. Can you say a little bit about each of the 12 endangered animals to be protected under this measure and why they deserve and need special consideration, maybe starting with the elephants, as they are literally under the gun?
Sure. Well, yes. And as I said at the beginning of the program, we've really identified the 12 types of animals that are the most at risk of extinction as a result of the poaching crisis. And, you know, the elephants are probably the species or the type of animal that most people think of when they think of endangered animals and the need to protect them. We know that at least 96 elephants a day on average are being slaughtered for their ivory. We know that we have lost over 30,000 elephants a year. The population of African elephants is plummeting, and it's because there continues to be a robust trade in elephant ivory. And it's really interesting when you talk, for example, to David Crackey, who's a Portland attorney that serves on the International Board for Wild Aid, which does a lot of international work on wildlife trafficking. You know, he talks about the fact that, you know, there is a lot of misinformation in countries like China who believe that people in China believe that the tusks just fall off these elephants, that, you know, that people walk
like
along
shed
and they find tusks laying around. And so, you know, there's an enormous educational component to our work. And, you know, one of the things that this campaign will accomplish, in addition to enacting a very important law, is also to create awareness here in Oregon about the market for endangered animal parts and what, you know, what we can do to stop it. So I would say elephants are probably the most commonly recognized by people.
96 a day, that's about one elephant every 15 minutes is
that's
being
right.
slaughtered.
That's right. That's yeah. right. It's terrible, and it's obviously it's something that we need to stop, or these animals are going to go extinct in our lifetime. Rhinos, of course, are critically endangered. Every species of rhino. There are, of course, the black rhinos and the white rhinos in Africa, but there are also some species in Southeast Asia, heavily poached and hunted for their horn, which is believed to have medicinal properties in parts of Asia. And, you know, I mean, these are animals that are, you know, becoming so low and imperiled in terms of their population that, you know, you have to worry about the genetic viability of rhinos here in the world. And so the marine species like whales, of course, we know that there are countries that continue to defy international law by killing whales. Japan is probably the most notorious.
It's killing them under the auspices of
scientific
research.
And they just returned with 333 minke whales. And 230 of those whales were pregnant females. So they have, Japan has eliminated an entire generation of whales. And so we want to make sure that, for example, you know, bone carvings from whales and whale meat and those kind of things aren't coming into the United States. The tiger, you know, of course, the tiger is critically imperiled. It is still heavily poached, primarily for its skin, but also for its reproductive organs and its bones, which, again, are used for traditional folk remedies in parts of Asia. Lions, the African lion is critically endangered and imperiled because of trophy hunting. And we all know the story of Cecil the lion last year, who was killed by a wealthy Minnesota dentist, lured out of a protected park and then shot just for his skin,
and also subject to the ravages of diseases like rabies every once in a while, coming in, wiping out a good part of the population.
Yes. And so, you know, we are trying to raise awareness about the plight of the lions, and the Humane Society of the United States and its global affiliate Humane Society International is working very hard on protecting the African lions from the trophy hunters. Cheetahs, jaguars, leopards are other big cats that are poached for their spotted skins, which are very beautiful. We've talked about the pangolin or the scaly anteater, which is the most heavily trafficked mammal species in the world. All seven species of sea turtle are endangered. They are poached for their shells, which are used to carve trinkets with, and for their meat and their eggs. And then sharks and rays. Sharks, of course, are slaughtered in the tens of millions every year for their fins to make shark fin soup.
And then the rest of the shark generally just
They cut off the fins and then toss these animals back into the ocean where they die because they're not able to swim. And then manta rays, which are, of course, a relative of the sharks, are being slaughtered because we're running out of sharks, and so the same people that were killing the sharks are now going after the manta rays and selling their gills, because their gills are believed to have medicinal properties as well.
Okay, well, thank you for going down the list of 12 there. I wanted to mention before that last year in both of our neighboring states, California and Washington, voters passed similar ballot measures into law. If this ballot measure passes in our state as well, and we all hope that it will, what impact would you expect Oregon's law to have on the problem of trafficking in imperiled animal parts in this region?
Well, yeah, so you know, we have an opportunity with this ballot measure to shut down the entire West Coast. And as you just mentioned, last year, the state of Washington passed a very similar measure by an overwhelming majority of 70-30. It passed in all 39 counties in Washington, including Eastern Washington, which demographically and politically is very similar to Eastern Oregon. And then California shut down the trade in ivory. So we really have an opportunity by passing this measure here in Oregon to shut down the entire West Coast and all of the international ports, all the way from Washington down to Southern California to the smugglers.
So we're the missing piece here. And if we plug in with our state to the north of us and to our state to the south of us, then we will provide a united front,
a high wall for
the traffickers.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Then suddenly, and of course, the international ports on the West Coast receive a lot of goods from the Orient, from Asian countries, and that's where most of these poached animal parts are coming in from. And so if the smugglers can see that there's not a single port along the West Coast of the United States where they don't run a serious risk of getting in serious trouble for doing this, then suddenly it becomes a disincentive to even try to bring those products into the United States, which, of course, is what we're trying to accomplish to begin with.
Okay. Are there any other states in our union, in this country, that are trying to put up a similar obstacle?
Yes. New York and New Jersey have both banned
which
the
are
sale.
Big ports.
Yes, yeah. New York and New Jersey have both banned the sale of elephant ivory and rhino horn. So that's important because they have very large international ports. And then Hawaii which is an enormous market for illegal endangered animal parts, is also working on shutting down at least the ivory market. So we're hoping that that legislation in Hawaii will be passed as well.
And you alluded before to the fact that some other nations are getting involved, like China. But has any other country, as a country, taken stringent measures to shut down wildlife trafficking?
I would hold up Kenya as the leader in that regard. In fact, within the next week, they are going to be burning 105 tons, representing 12,000 elephants of ivory, to take that out of the market, out of circulation, so that it is no longer available to the smugglers. And I would look at the steps that the Kenyan government is taking as a real example of a foreign government that is really trying very hard to do the right thing.
That's a very bold move.
It's very bold.
And we know that a great deal of their income to their economy depends on tourism. And
that's right.
And I'm glad that they've taken that hard step.
And the burning of this ivory also has important symbolic value. It says to the rest of the world that Kenya does not support the trade in international wildlife parts and products. And of course, the hope is that other countries will follow suit.
Great. Thanks, Scott. Okay, it's time again for all the animal lovers out there to open up your hearts and your wallets by renewing your support for programs like this one. And when you do, don't forget to ask about a thank you gift like the enlightening DVD produced by my co-host, Courtney Scott, or Dr. Sherry Speed's fascinating book about chimpanzees. Scott and I will be back in just a few minutes with more information about this important ballot measure, so don't go away.
Okay, we had five people open up their hearts and their wallets. And thank you to Michelle, Michael, Alan, and Roberta, who have renewed, and Susan, who is a brand new member. We love you.
Thank you all. That is super fantastic.
877-500-5266 is the number they called. And also they could go, or you can go to kboo.fm and click where it says donate. And then you can give us money and you can, for instance, get the book Kindred Beings or the DVD From Suffering to Satori, each of which is a $60 minimum pledge. Or, hey, go crazy. Get them both.
That's right. For your $10 a month contribution, you can say, yeah, you'd like both the Kindred Spirits book and the film From Suffering to Satori. You can get them because you know you want to hear more perspectives about the animals and people who work with them, people who are working hard to bring their stories forward so that we can join together as a community, link our arms, and protect our animal friends, our animal co-inhabitants. 877-500-5266. We are just about to reach goal for this morning's program, and that's super exciting. We're looking to raise $300. We have less than $50 left. You can be one of the people right now to push us over the top and beyond, because it is so great to surpass these goals.
Yeah, more. We want more.
We need to raise $120,000 by the end of this membership drive, and we are already over $50,000 thanks to your generous support. Keep that coming in.
877-500-5266. We're so excited we just can't stop.
It's hard to hold us back. We're irrepressible, Bill.
Stop pressing me.
877-500-5266. Stop hearing me. Oh, or online at kboo.fm.
Or on the street.
Come on in.
20 Southeast 8th Avenue. Come in. See the studio. See Kate in the air room, see me and Ani right here at the table, at the microphones, see the people answering phones, and everything.
Everything. It all happens right here at 20 Southeast 8th. We are KBOO, the little community radio station that could, and we
does.
Can with your support. We are the grassrootsiest, and you are the grassroots. It is so important that we make this community effort together. 877-500-5266 or online, kboo.com. anianbillagain.fm.
And did I mention how great it is if you do it with monthly deductions?
Yeah, I don't think you mentioned that lately.
Well, I want to tell you, you know, when you, for instance, we have electronic funds transfer, so you tell us what your bank account information is and how much you want to donate each month, and $5 to as much as you want. That's the great thing. You know, if you're like a high paid professional and say getting $500 an hour as some spiffy lawyer, you could give us $500 a month. And you know what we would say?
Thank you. We would say thank you a lot.
Yes.
And we would say thank you whatever you can afford to give, because it's your participation that really matters here. It takes so many of us adding together our resources to fund this community radio station. It is you that fund us to about 80% of our annual budget. It is super important that you take this moment to do that right now. Be a part of this community effort. 877-500-5266. Support Voices for the Animals. Dab Stedman's work here this morning. It is a wonderful show. We're so happy to have Dab and Courtney in our community. And this is a great way to show your appreciation. Say thank you right now by calling 877-500-5266.
Thanks, Annie and Bill. We're back to hear more from Scott Beckstead, the campaign director of Save Endangered Animals Oregon, a coalition of groups supporting a vital animal protection ballot measure for our state. Okay, Scott, after hearing about the heartless slaughter which fuels the relentless trade of these 12 imperiled animal species, I'm totally sold on supporting this measure. So where can I sign a petition?
Well, I would direct your listeners to two online sites where they can learn more about how they can help. The first is our website, www.saveanimalsoregon.com, and then go to our Facebook page, Save Endangered Animals Oregon. The Facebook page, Save Endangered Animals Oregon, has a list of all of the events that are coming up with regard to the campaign. And then if there is also on the website, www.saveanimalsoregon.com, there is a link where you can actually download and print off a petition and sign that petition and then mail it into our campaign headquarters.
So that makes it really easy.
Yes,
yeah.
that makes it very easy. But then, of course, if folks would like to volunteer and gather signatures for us or help out in other ways, there is a volunteer button on the website that they can use to find out how to help.
Oh, great. So help gathering signatures, help with office work.
Right. So our top need right now is signature gatherers. And then, you know, of course, people should feel free to call our campaign headquarters. That number is 503-265-8850. That number again, 503-265-8850. And you can talk to our campaign staff about ways that you can help.
Oh, that's great. And but just to give folks out there an idea, are there any particular venues coming up, any events that your volunteers are going to be attending?
Yes. And so the way to find out that, Dabs, is to go to the Facebook page of Save Endangered Animals Oregon and click on the link or the events link, because that will give you all of the events that are coming up where our signature gatherers will be present. And again, we need more signature gatherers. We're looking for people who are willing to get involved. So go to the events site on our Facebook page and you can find out then. And of course, also feel free to pick up the phone and call campaign headquarters and they can provide that information to you.
Okay. So the Facebook page is Save Endangered Animals Oregon, but the website is saveanimalsoregon.com.
That's correct.
Okay. And your phone number is 503-265-8850.
Right.
Okay. Now, you had mentioned to me before we went on the air that the executive director for the Humane Society of the United States, Wayne Pacelli, is going to be in town soon. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Thank you. Yes. So Wayne Pacelli is the president and CEO of the Humane Society of the United States, the nation's largest and most effective animal protection organization. Wayne has written a new book called Building a Humane Economy, where he talks about the intersection between animal welfare and the commercial economy here in the United States as well as the world. And what we're talking about, the poaching crisis, really is part of that. Because when you look at the economic value of saving animals and, for example, offering up elephants as, an opportunity for tourism, as opposed to, you know, slaughtering them for their tusks, this is what Wayne is talking about in this important book. So he will be at Powell City of Books at 2 o'clock p.m. on Sunday, May 1st. You can come to Powell's. Congressman Earl Blumenauer will be speaking with Wayne. It's a great opportunity to learn about his new book and also maybe even get some FaceTime with him.
Okay, great. We have just about one more minute here. So is there anything else you'd like to add or give a summary?
Well, this is Oregon's opportunity to do something about the trafficking of international wildlife. And Oregon has a very strong and very proud tradition of passing laws to protect animals. We are ranked number 2 in the nation after California in terms of the strength of our animal protection laws. And this measure is really in alignment with Oregon's humane values. And so we are hoping that people will get involved, learn about the issue, but also learn about this campaign. And even if all you can do is pick up a petition and have your closest friends and relatives and coworkers sign, every signature matters, and we need every signature we can get.
Perfect. We can make this change. We can do it.
We can do it.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, Scott, it's time to close now, and I want to thank you for being on the program today and informing us about the Save Endangered Animals Oregon Ballot Initiative. It's truly urgent to protect all of these awesome animals, and we wish you a lot of luck qualifying this measure.
Thanks, Dabs. I've really appreciated the opportunity.
Great. This is Dabs Stedman thanking all of you for listening today and for your financial support of this program. It's so important and is very much appreciated. For information about today's program or to hear a podcast of a previous show, just go online to the station's website at kboo.fm and click on Programs. And while you're there, you can click on Donate, too. As always, we'll be back on the fourth Monday of next month with another informative program, keeping you up to date on the latest happenings in the animal world. Until then, remember that you, too, can be a voice for the animals. And right now, it's time again to hear about how you, our valued listeners, can support programs heard only on KBOO. We know that you enjoy unique alternative programming like this, so please be as generous as you possibly can. I thank you very much.
So, being generous starts with dialing 877-500-5266. Or going to kboo.fm or walking into 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. Those are the three ways. Now, as to the petition campaign, let me give you some pointers here. In Portland, the Hollywood Farmers Market is going on Saturday, and then the Saturday Market also in Portland. It happens Saturday and Sunday. Salem has a Saturday market. Tigard has
a farmer's
market.
What I hear you doing, Bill, is you're giving people information that they can use.
Yes.
To actually make a difference.
Yes.
Because that's the sort of information people tune to KBOO and get in their ear every weekday morning.
And did I mention the Eugene Saturday market?
You hadn't yet.
Yeah.
But there you go. And so this is the sort of thing, right? And right now is the time to support this the station that supports us all. 877-500-5266. We are wrapping up the Monday Radio Zine. And the last program you've been listening to on the Radio Zine is Speaking for the Animals with Dab Stedman, Courtney Scott. You've been hearing about this wonderful petition to raise the high wall on the West Coast to say no to poached body parts of endangered species.
And let me just mention again, saveanimalsoregon.org.
And the way that you can support this community radio station to keep bringing you this kind of information is by calling 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. Kindred Beings, the book by Sherry Speed. It's what the 73 chimpanzees taught me about life, love, and connection. It's a memoir by Portland's favorite veterinarian, Sherry Speed, and her quest to establish a rescue center for abused captive chimpanzees in Cameroon, West Africa. That can be yours for your $60 contribution. Or you could get that DVD, From Suffering to Satori. It's a provocative and compelling documentary produced by Portland filmmaker and co-host of Voices for the Animals, Courtney Scott. And that also is a $60 contribution. You want to give $10 a month? Just $10 a month gives you both of those thank you gifts and the idea that you are doing your part to support Community Radio KBOO. We need just $35 more to reach the goal for Voices for the Animals this morning. With your help, we can do it. But we do need to hear from you right now. 877-500-5266 is
Don't
the number
wait.
To call.
Don't wait. Call now. 877-500-5266. We need you to call and donate that $35.
That's right. Just $35 left. If you right now listening can give just $5 a month, you can take your choice of the book Kindred Beings or the DVD From Suffering to Satori. You can get your choice of any of a couple of other thank you gifts. If you can give $20 a month, just $20 a month, you can get a pair of tickets to see Amy Goodman, who will be here on Sunday, May 8th. Go ahead and give us that call right now. Mayhem. Mayhem is breaking loose around me because it is that kind of an exciting morning here at your community radio station. Your calls are coming in. It's a beautiful thing. Volunteers are jumping on those lines. It's a beautiful thing. Right now, let's go ahead and get your participation too.
Yes.
That's
because
also
that's what
a beautiful
community
thing.
Radio is about. It is participation. It is being part of the whole process.
Without
you. It is
you.
Giving. It is listening. It is learning. It is taking action. 877-500-5266.
Check it out, Bill. Without
online, kboo.fm, or walking down the street to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, very close to the 12, the 19, and the 20 bus lines, also the 6 bus line, a few blocks more, and the Portland streetcar.
Yeah,
all of these things you can get to public transit, a hop, skip, and a jump away from KBOO.
We are centrally located on your way to just about anywhere, just on the east end of the Burnside Bridge on Southeast 8th Avenue here in Portland. You are listening to your community radio station. Perhaps you're listening on the actual radio, in which case pick up the phone and dial 877-500-5266. Maybe you are listening online, in which case just hit that donate button up in the corner and you can become a member very, very quickly. We have that beautiful, beautiful new phone app now, too. And perhaps you have downloaded the phone app. You can become a member at the click of a button on your phone. If you have not yet downloaded that phone app, let me say you can go to the Play Store, you can go to the iTunes Store, you can go wherever it is that you get your little apps. And it's a free app, and it is really super great. It's a wonderful way to listen to KBOO and stay connected to what's going on, station news, information, upcoming specials, all of that stuff. And you know how we've done it? We've done all of this with your support, dear listeners. 877-500-5266.
Not to mention the volunteers. All the volunteers of the two people at this table, half of them are volunteers. That would be me. and then we have the person standing in the air room, a volunteer.
Indeed.
And you too can be a volunteer in any number of ways. And you can start by volunteering some money, 877-500-5266. For $5 a month, you can get Kindred Beings by Dr. Sherry Speed, a book. And for $5 a month, you can get a DVD, From Suffering to Satori, by Courtney Scott, who's co-host of Voices for the Animals.
This is a cool DVD. The film takes you on a journey from the dark heart of animal exploitation to the sudden opening of the reality of animal suffering. And it reveals a new way of seeing, a new way of relating to all creatures, big and small. And again, $5 a month, that can be yours.
877-500-5266. And now we can do some more programming. Oh,
and
my heavens.
We make way for the Mighty Hawk and the Noontime Jamboree.